Let me ask you something. Are you down with OPP? And what I mean by that is let's talk joint venture marketing and other people's people. What is joint venture marketing and how can you use it as a fitness professional? So no matter where you're at in your fitness journey, if you are a personal trainer in a commercial gym, or if you have your own gym or are working on opening your own gym, you have value to offer tons of other businesses. And I'm going to show you how you can use that to generate clients for yourself and generate publicity for yourself in the local market. Let's get started. The first place to start when it comes to joint venture marketing is understanding this is essentially a fancy word for referral marketing or word of mouth. So all you're trying to do, talked about and be put in front of other people that maybe you're not already in front of. The first thing you have to understand is what value you bring to the table. Now, most trainers, whenever I talk about this, I ask, you know, what value do you bring to the table? And really the only thing they can think of is, well, the training knowledge they have or free coupons for training, but really you've got a lot more value that you can offer. So let's talk about a few of the areas of value that you can offer to other businesses and how this really acts as currency for them. Think of your target market. So my target market at Engage Personal Training is the over 40 beginner to fitness fat loss client that has disposable income, usually makes $150,000 per year as a family. I want to know how to get in front of those people and where I'm not already in front of them. So I'm running Facebook ads, maybe I'm doing Google, but where else are these people spending their time? You have to get a deep understanding of your target market, and that's a whole other episode. Once you have that deep understanding of your target market, where they're shopping, where they spend their time, what things they're Googling, what restaurants they're going to, then you need to figure out what value that you have that you can exchange with those businesses for time in front of their audience. Let's talk about the value that you offer as a fitness professional. The first one is obvious. It's your knowledge. Right? It is the fitness knowledge that you have, maybe the nutrition knowledge that you have. It's the ability to train people. That is incredibly valuable. Not only that, if you're a trainer in a gym, you also have real estate. Whether you own a gym or own a building or you rent time in a place, you have a space that has physical real estate that could serve as advertising real estate for local businesses. Could a local business come in and set up a table in your space and get foot traffic of your clients that they could advertise to? That is a form of value. Do you have a TV that you could run logos of local businesses? That is a form of real estate that you could sell or exchange to get in front of other people's people. Your space is a form of value that you can provide other businesses to generate referrals for yourself. Up next, and if you don't have this, you should, but it is your email list or your contact list. So if you've been training, you've probably built at least a few contacts of former clients and current clients, or maybe leads that never converted. If you don't have those stored in an email list somewhere, that's the first thing. You should stop this right now and go put them into an email list. But your list is incredibly valuable because if you share a target market with one of these businesses, you have the front lines of contact information that you could share a coupon for a local salon, a free coupon for chiropractor or massage therapist, whatever other businesses your target market shares with you, you have the potential to sell your list to them for eyeballs for their business. Now, obviously you want to exchange that for their list or their customers, but that is a form of value that you can provide. So let me put it this way. So my email list has 10,000 emails of people generally over 40 that wanted to lose weight at some point because they reached out to us in a 5-mile radius of my business. Now, if I told the local chiropractor that I had 10,000 40 plus overweight people within 5 miles, do you think it would be valuable for them to send an email to my list? I think the answer is yes. Because that is 10,000 potential clients of theirs that they currently don't have access to. Now I can exchange with them for broadcasting to their list, and now we've created a joint venture. So another area of value that you have is your actual influence in your clientele. So if you're watching this, there's a good chance that you at least have a few clients of your own. And when you are small and a personal trainer and you're building that clientele, you generally have people that will do whatever you tell them to do. So they'll shop where you tell them to shop. They'll do the training you tell them to do. You are a huge role model to them in the way they should approach their health and fitness. That is a high level of value to another business that maybe you want to partner with and say, hey, I've got 50 clients that I want to tell that they all need to go drink your smoothies, or they all need to go to your salon because you're going to make them look the best in town. That is an incredible value add that you can provide to another business. And finally is the services that you provide. So whether you do personal training or group training or Zumba classes or nutrition coaching, the services that you provide have value. So that's another really simple way that you can create a joint venture is you can make coupons and give them away for free that those people or those businesses can sell to their clients and make themselves look better. At the end of the day, other businesses have no desire to just go out of their way to promote what you do. But if you can give them the chance to make themselves look better or them generate more business, you can benefit in return. So your goal with joint ventures is to be a source of value for other people and to give that away either freely in exchange for goodwill and good vibes in the future, or in a transactional exchange where you say, I will give you 50 30-day free coupons in exchange for 5 emails about my business to your email list. So these are the ways that you can exchange value. Other local businesses where you share a target market, you can start to generate those joint ventures, build your email list, and build your reputation in the area.